Amen. Let us pray. Yes, God, you're excellent in all that you do. Our God and our Father, our shield, our rock, our deliverer, comforter, our all in all. God, we bow this Sunday morning to honor, to worship you, and say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for loving us when we did not act lovable. Thank you, God, for forgiving us of all the awful things that we have done and that we're doing. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. And create in each one of us clean and righteous hearts. God, your word tells us that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and you're just to forgive us. So God, we ask for forgiveness this morning. Restore us back to a righteous place with you. God, we gather in this house not only to worship you, God, but to ask you to do some things in our lives. So God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking now that you meet the people where they are, where there is grief, comfort. Where there is sadness, God, give joy. Where there is illness in the body, God, heal. God, you know what we need this morning. So we are praying, God, that you meet the needs of your people. God, we lift up those that are on the sick and shut-in list, God, that you would touch their bodies, God, and be mindful, God, and let them be mindful, God, that by your stripes that they are healed, so they will look to you. Now we lift up the Smith family, God, as they prepare to celebrate the life of Mother Sally, that you would put precious memories in their hearts now and just heal their broken hearts, God. And give them a peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. So now we lift up this word to you, God, that it would be a word that would be just a word that would just be helpful to your people. Healing for your people. Empowering for your people, Lord God. Encouraging for your people, God. So God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus. So if you give it to me, God, I will stand here boldly and declare it to your people. So Holy Spirit, just have your way in this place. Let your power, your anointing, your presence, your glory be felt throughout this building. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. And let the church say amen again. Amen. The scripture has already been read that we're going to this morning. The Gospel of John. So if you would get your Bibles and go to the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. And when you get to the 20th chapter, I'm going to begin with verse 24. Minister Byrne started at 19. The Gospel according to John, chapter 20, starting with verse 24. And even in Sunday school this morning, I heard my message already. So it's just a confirmation that it's a word that God wants to give to his people. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, starting with verse 24. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." You may be seated. I'm going to stop right there. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen but yet have believed. Amen. Amen. And bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Many of you have heard this passage of scripture before. And oftentimes it is preached right after Resurrection Sunday. But I do believe God has a purpose for this scripture following the resurrection celebration. And our message this morning is titled, one that I will believe, and I pray you believe it, is simply this. As we think about Thomas, God is saying to each one of you, you must believe it. You must believe it. You, not your, don't look at your neighbor, and don't be telling anybody anything, because here in Abundant Life, we say put the mirror in front of yourself. So this word is for you. It's not for you to tell anybody else anything else, because you have enough to work on. Am I right about it? You must believe it. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. We have just celebrated another Resurrection Sunday. And God reminded us last week that we are beneficiaries of the resurrection. God reminded us we have benefits because Jesus got up. But we must believe it. So today, as we begin to look at what does this celebration really means, God is asking the question of us. Do you really believe the Easter story? Do you really believe that Jesus got up that you may have life and have it more abundantly? Do you really believe it, that you have the victory because of Jesus? Something to think about. And I've shared with this with you many times, and some of you may remember, may not. But when I was at Howard University School of Divinity, there was a systematic theology professor there named Courtright Davis, Dr. Courtright Davis. And that man challenged my thinking. He taught that believing was the highest degree of understanding your own faith. He compared believing to knowing. So it really made me think. See, I know some stuff, but why is he telling me believing is more powerful? He said it now, as it relates to your faith. He indicated to believe something is just more powerful than to know it. So I had to ponder about that. Because I know some stuff. So then as I went to scripture, Jesus always said, you must believe. I never heard Jesus say, you must know. So believing is what saves us, you all. It's not knowing about your salvation. It is believing your salvation. Come on, people of God. You must believe it. See, the word tells me this. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. You must believe it. And then the Apostle Paul wrote later that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, but you must believe it. See, many people know about God. The atheists know about God, but do they believe it? Let's be real up in here. Hallelujah. The woman that touched the hem of his garment and was healed. What did Jesus say? My daughter, it is your faith, it is your belief that heals you. So do you believe it? Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. See, I'm going to just get back to the text, but church, you must believe it. It's not enough to just read and tell people about it. So I even asked the question, do you live as though you believe the word? How are you living? Are you living as a believer, people of God? Don't look to your right or to your left. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Am I living it, Lord God? When trouble comes my way, am I living it, Lord God? When people talk about me, am I living it, Lord God? When I'm broke and disgusted, am I living this word and believe that you're able? See, God wants to empower us with a purpose. It's not about you. Too often we think this is about us here on earth. God created you, allowed you to live for him and for his glory. It's not about you. It's not about you. He gifted you for a purpose. But do you believe it? Do you believe it? I'm trying to get back to the scripture, but God says somebody needs to hear this morning. How are you living? How are you living? Are you a light to a dying world? Would anybody want to know your God based on how you're living? Hallelujah, God. Our message is from the gospel, written by an apostle that walked and talked with Jesus, the only apostle that was at the foot of the cross during the crucifixion. And he writes to us over 2,000 years ago. And John's emphasis on in his writing is that he wants you to believe that Jesus really is the Son of God. That you really don't have to struggle and be weary, because Jesus has done it all for us. But we have to learn how to walk this faith walk out. So John went on to write throughout his gospel about the various miracles that Jesus did. He wrote it for our benefit, to let us know Jesus can do the same for you. But do you believe it? See, is this just a good book for you? Full of a lot of stories? But is it the power of God that will change your life? So when you open the book, do you expect something to change in your life? Do you really expect something to happen? And when you read it, do you believe it? Just something for all of us to ponder in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if we ease back to the chapter 4, the people were asking Jesus to give them proof of who you are. Prove that you're the Son of God. Prove to us that you can do more miracles. And some people may be hearing this morning, and you could be one of those persons. If I don't see it, and if I don't touch it, I won't believe. And then you may have some friends that ask you this question. How can you believe in a God that you can't see? But see, my Bible is clear. It says, God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I don't have to see God. Did you feel the wind this morning? Did you see it? But didn't you feel it moving? It moved some stuff around out there. You didn't see that, but did the wind blow today? See, I can tell you this. See, I don't have to see God, but I can feel his spirit moving and shifting some things. Oh, yes, I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet, so I don't have to see God. Anybody with me this morning? I can feel the spirit of the living God down in my soul. I can feel his spirit when it sweeps through here. You don't see no wind, but you can feel the wind. Anybody believe that this morning? Because I can feel him moving down in my soul. But you got to believe in the power of this Holy Spirit. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. If you're going to get victory in your life, you must believe it. Holy Spirit, help me get back to the text. Hallelujah. Somebody in here needs to believe it. They're struggling. The winds and the waves are blowing. They're all twisted up inside. It's because they haven't accepted this word of God yet. But this morning, God wants you free. God wants you delivered. God wants you whole. But you got to believe this word. Jesus said this, because you have seen, Thomas, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen. See, Jesus was talking about us. So people of God, we are blessed. We are blessed because we believe and we have not seen it in the physical. Good news, church. But receive your blessing. Last week, we said you're beneficiaries, and as a beneficiary, you have benefits. Receive what God has for you. Deliverance, he has for you.
Yes, he does.
Peace, he has for you. Joy, he has for you. But all you have to do is
believe.
Amen. There was a man in Mark that had a son that was possessed by a demon. And he went to Jesus. Jesus, if you can, have pity on us and heal us and help us. And the Son of God said this, if I can. See, everything is possible with God for those who believe. You must believe it. If you don't remember anything else today, walk out of here and say, I do believe, Lord God. I do believe, God, that you're going to heal my body. I do believe, God, that my children are going to be covered wherever they go. I do believe, God, that I'm going to be able to stay in my home. I do believe, God, that my marriage is healed. God, I do believe. Jesus said, we are blessed if we believe. So I'm looking at a bunch of blessed people, but you got to believe it. It's your belief that will make the difference. Come on, people of God. The Bible says now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. If you can see it, it's not faith. If you can see it, it is not faith. You must believe this word, people of God. Many people struggle with this issue, so don't think you're just out there by yourself. To believe it or not. To believe it or not. As believers, we must be committed to believing what John has written concerning Jesus. We must believe it if you're going to receive your benefits. See, you have a benefit package. When Jesus got up and went on back to heaven, you have a benefit package. Anybody know anything about that? Your employer said, you can get this and you can get that. But Jesus said, you can get it all. You're covered. You have the victory. You're forgiven. You have, tell somebody sometime this week, I have a benefit package. See, they're not going to know what you're talking about. Just tell them, yeah, how you doing? I'm great. I have a benefit package. So how is life going? Great for me because I have a benefit package. Come on, people of God. So you have to get this in your spirit. Do you believe that God is sovereign? Do you believe that God is great? Do you believe that God is faithful? Do you believe that he's a sustainer? Do you believe that he's a provider? Do you believe that he's a shield? Do you believe that he's your rock? Do you believe he's a miracle worker? What do you believe about God? Do you believe that you are victorious? See, I'm looking at some of you, but do you really believe that you're victorious? Victorious people, give God some praise up in here. Do you believe that he's a bridge over troubled waters? I heard a rock in a weary land. Come on, I heard a lawyer in a courtroom. I've heard somebody say that sometime. A doctor in a sick room. Do you believe it? Come on, Holy Spirit, build these people up in here so they can be about their Father's business. Because in order for us to be about our Father's business, we have to get this thing right and believe it. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, help them to believe that Jesus didn't come down from that cross because you love them so much. God, help them believe that there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain in their lives. God, help your people in the name of Jesus. See, I can't even imagine trying to deal in this world without Jesus. deal in this world without having faith in, not in people, but in the Word of God. I just cannot even understand anybody trying to do that. I can't. So I pray that those under the sound of my voice this day, just recommit, God, I believe you. God, I just believe you. God, I believe you're going to deliver some stuff out of my life. You're going to deliver some stuff out of my children. God, you're going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to pray. But you're going to deliver some things out of their lives. See, I've just learned a long time ago to trust in the Lord with all my heart and not depend on people and what they say to you. I've decided a long time ago that I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. Because when you walk with God, some things happen, you all, that you'll never understand. Oh, yes, if you live long enough, you have some testimonies. But you have to believe God. You have to believe God. And not question him. When he was transitioning me out of my old church, I had to say, God, is that you? I've been here 18 years and I've sold into this ministry so much. And right about now, people know my name and I got it going on up in here. I'm comfortable, God. Is that you? But he would not let me rest. So I walked out on faith and I decided that I'm just going to trust in God. No matter what he says, I'm going. He said, go, I'm going. Yes, I said yes, completely yes. My world has turned all upside down, but I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he hears my cry. And he will never leave me or forsake me. Hallelujah. So you have that same benefit package. Whatever you got going on, he won't leave you. He's not going to forsake you. But you got to believe it. And sometimes we write in the middle of stuff and we want to go back and say, oh, God, I know you're gonna, you said you're going to do it, but let me help you fix this right now. See, some people have brought me some ideals that I think are work in my life. So, God, I'm going to handle this right now, but thank you for hearing my prayer. Tell me how that worked for you. How did it work when you tried it without the Lord? So I begin to close and I say this. Our God is great and greatly to be praised. But you must believe it. You can search all over looking for your answer, but you're not going to find nobody. You're not going to find nobody greater than our God. So God, we thank you that you've made a way for us. All we have to do is believe it. And we can live this abundant life that Jesus died that we may have. We can enjoy our benefit package because he didn't come down from that cross. We're forgiven, God, and we believe it. We're not going to let anybody discourage us on this journey. Because you loved us so much that you thought we were worth saving. Jesus said this, remember this, people of God. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And just touch yourself. Don't look at your neighbor because you don't have anything to tell them right now. But say, I'm blessed because Jesus said so. I'm blessed because the word of God says I'm blessed. I'm healed because the word of God tells me by his stripes I am healed. This day I'm letting go of any barriers, any chains in my life because I'm blessed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Say to your God, this day I surrender all to you. God, it's time for me to do it your way. Because I trust you. Because God, you said you'll be with me. God, you said you'll never leave me. If I trust you. God said this, people of God. I'll fight your battles. But you must trust me. So I leave this with you this morning. You must believe it. People can tell you all kinds of things. But you must believe this word of God. If you want victory in your life. Yeah, you tried all kind of stuff. It didn't work. But you must believe this word. Please stand all over this sanctuary. Believers. Believers, begin to give God praise even now, even if you're going through. Praise him because you already know you got the victory. And you believe it.